In September, President Donald Trump slashed the number of refugees his administration would allow into the country to just 18,000. As WUNC's Naomi Prilo reports, the new cap has a direct impact on at least one family in Greensboro.
This one is a garage. This one bathroom.
Dateeb takes pride in showing off her 5-bedroom, 3-bathroom home in Greensboro, especially the 2 rooms she has set up for her teenage niece and nephew.
Here is for the boys. Here is for a kitchen.
Her nephew will sleep here in the boys' room. There's a large wooden bunk bed surrounded by college textbooks and sports paraphernalia. In the girls' bedroom, there's a trundle bed, neatly made up with a bright, multicolored striped comforter.
You see? Mm-hmm. 2 beds. Matutina. Petite.
Dateeb's niece and nephew are supposed to be sleeping in these beds by now. They've passed their security screenings and have been cleared for resettlement. But they haven't shown up yet, and Dateeb doesn't know why. The answer is directly tied to the Trump administration's proposed reduction. Travel to the U.S. is at a halt because the International Organization for Migration and the Federal Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration are waiting to see if Trump's 18,000 cap is going to be confirmed by Congress. And that's just another reminder of how hard it is for people like Dateeb to immigrate to the U.S.
They came with the 3 kids. In there, I found another one after, because when I was left to Congo, I was not, she was not at home. And because it was too bad, I take 3 and I went.
Dateeb is from the Democratic Republic of Congo. She fled with her children to Uganda in 2009 after years of political instability led to violent uprisings. Dateeb is her middle name, and she doesn't want us to use her last name. She's worried that identifying herself too specifically will hurt her chances to reunite with her family. For 3 years, Dateeb and her 4 children lived in a compound in Uganda. She shows me a photo of her selling African donuts and shoes. She appears stressed and unhappy. Her daughter Matutina remembers their time in Uganda.
Sometimes we only ate popcorn for dinner because we didn't have food. That was really rough because mom was trying to make sure that we keep up with school so we don't leave from school. But then she's selling like shoes and sambusas to get money.
Matutina's sister Grace also recalls her mother's sacrifice.
It was really hard for her. She was working so hard and keep up with the interviews for immigration. It was so hard.
Dateeb and her children resettled in Greensboro in 2012. That year, around 60,000 refugees were allowed into the country. Now, she's a U.S. citizen, and her children are all in school, and some are also working. Dateeb's niece and nephew are trying to follow the same path to America. They fled Congo and have been in refugee camps in Uganda for years. Their parents both died, and now they face all sorts of threats.
Every day I talk with them, because I have to know, you know, Uganda is still the kid. Yeah, we do that.
Dateeb also has been scammed out of money by people she hired to look out for her niece and nephew. If the Trump administration's cap of 18,000 refugees is confirmed by Congress and travel resumes, it's not certain that Dateeb's family will arrive. After various set-asides, only 7,500 slots will remain for those who are cleared for resettlement and seeking family unification. Megan Shepherd is a site director with Church World Service in Greensboro. It's an organization that helps resettle immigrants and refugees like Dateeb and her family.
To set the cap to 18,000, it's horrifying. I mean, I think that it can have some really bad implications as we're, the U.S. has always set an example for other countries.
Shepherd says the cuts by the Trump administration have put a lot of anxiety into the resettled refugees living in the triad.
I think that there are a lot of people who are fearful, even if they're here as refugees with a legal documented status, they're still fearful that they could be sent back home, or more importantly, that their loved ones might not be able to join them here.
Still, Dateeb remains hopeful that she will see her niece and nephew soon.
I hope that if they're coming soon, I will be very happy. If they're coming soon, I will be very happy.
And until then, she prays for them every night. Naomi Prilo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.